The time many of us heard the term pink slime for the first time, several institutions were already starting to boycott it. Kroger and Stop and Shop are just the latest supermarket chains to say they won't sell meat that contains the ammonia-treated filler. Earlier this week, New York City education officials pledged to get it out of school lunches by September. And now today, the company that makes pink slime has suspended operations at 3 of 4 plants where it's made, saying they'll work to address recent public concerns about the product. But is pink slime really unhealthy? Here to talk about it is Deborah Blum, a Pulitzer Prize-winning science writer and professor of journalism at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's not easy to paint pictures for radio, but pink slime sure puts an image in your head. But what exactly is it, and why the ammonia?
So pink slime is sort of a term that was coined by a U.S. Department of Agriculture scientist who really hated this stuff. The official name is fine, leanly textured beef, and it's kind of scraps, right? It's just these tiny little bits and pieces of scrap meat that don't fit in the official cuts, and it's spun off, the fat's removed, and you have this kind of, I'm going to call it an ooze, but this fine ooze of tiny, tiny, tiny bits of meat. That is then put through a tube and puffed with ammonia. There's like a puff of ammonia gas. And the ammonia is there. It makes the meat a little more alkaline, and that kills bacteria. It's just a puff of gas. You get a little bit of a ammonia compound in there. Bacteria hate it. Theoretically, they disappear. So that's the food safety aspect of it.
And how widespread is its use? Is it just in beef?
No. The astonishing thing when you look at it, it's in cereal, it's in chocolate, it's in bread. It's a widely used technique to kill bacteria because in the end, I think our food companies have decided that a little ammonia is not as bad as a lot of food poisoning.
Now, given the controversy here, one would assume that pink slime is unhealthy inherently, but is that really the case? If it's approved by the United States Department of Agriculture to be in the meat, then what's the problem?
Well, part of it is that the company Beef Products, Inc., that just sort of, halted production in a number of factories, made a real strong pitch to the USDA to not mention that this was in beef. They said, it's just part of the beef process. You shouldn't label it. You don't have to mention that there's ammonia in there. And so if you actually if you went to your grocery store and picked up a pound of hamburger, you wouldn't see any mention of it. And so when people started realizing that the government and the company had kind of been complicit in hiding this, then I think you got this huge reaction tied to the fact that you were talking about ooze, right? I mean, who says, I'd really like to have something slimy on the dinner table? Health-wise, it's not that bad.
Are there unintended consequences, or is there a danger of that if these movements lead to taking pink slime out everywhere? Will meat be fattier, or is there a higher risk of contaminants that this ammonia takes care of?
That's a good question. Cargill actually makes, most people don't realize this, but the big ag company Cargill also makes and produces pink slime. They don't use ammonia. They kill the bacteria with citric acid. And you're actually starting to see a few grocery stores say, none of this anywhere. We don't even care that you're only using citric acid. So there you're seeing a kind of disgust factor. Here's what I think are the two kind of health issues. One is there's some research that shows that this, let's call it finely textured beef for a minute, is slightly less nutritious than regular beef because there's more insoluble fiber in it. I am not an expert on what beef insoluble fiber is. I take that to be finely textured gristle, right? So there's some chance that you're not getting quite as much meat nutrition. The other thing is that the USDA is now saying to schools, take the regular beef, but the regular ground beef is going to be higher in fat because the addition of this finely textured beef was the addition of a product that had spun. They used a centrifuge. They spun all the fat out of it, so you were getting a lower fat product. And that actually is not a wonderful health thing with beef.
Okay. Deborah Blum is a Pulitzer Prize-winning science writer and a professor of journalism at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much for enlightening us on the topic of pink slime here on WNYC.
Thank you.